Now, the best way to dive into something that God has given me to dive into is to dive into it. How about that? Praying the word. Worship. The word worship. Worshiping is used as a verb and used as a noun throughout the scriptures of God's word. Now, there are five original root knowledge interpretations, translations, definitions, meanings, principle, solid foundations in the Hebrew language and in the Greek language on how the word worship, worshiping, is being applied as a verb. A verb is an action word. And the word worship, worshiping, being applied as a noun, there are three root knowledge, Hebrew language and Greek languages, that give the interpretations, the meanings, the definitions, the translations, and the principle, solid foundations on how the word worship, worshiping, is being applied as a noun. A noun is a thing. For those who don't know, a noun is a thing, a person, a place, or a thing. The Holy Spirit is the master teacher who is teaching us this lesson and helping us rightly divide the word of truth. Worship. Receive this expository and revelational teaching in the name of Jesus. Jesus the Christ. When we look at Matthew chapter 4 and verse 10, we discover that Jesus said to him, "Go, Satan, for it is written, you should worship the Lord your God, and for him alone you should work." Isn't that something? What does that mean? Jesus said something to Satan. What does that mean? It means that I give God, and we should give God, his exclusive claim to worship, because we should not swerve from undivided allegiance to God himself. And in Christ, we should banish Satan. Let me do it for you. In Christ, I banish Satan from my presence. In Christ, I banish Satan from my presence. Isn't that something? Jesus spoke to Satan face to face. And this should describe the authority that Jesus walked in. Satan is supposed to, you know, have all these demonic powers and demonic forces that come against God's children. But here Jesus in the flesh is talking to Satan to his face. And Jesus tells him, "It is written." Isn't that something? Jesus told Satan to his face that it is written, "You should worship the Lord your God." So he basically gave him a reminder. He gave him a crash course. And he said, "You should worship the Lord your God." Because Satan belongs to God too. He just rebelled and went the other direction. But Jesus reminded him that you should worship the Lord your God. And for him alone, you should work. Which means that Jesus was giving Satan an opportunity to swerve. He was giving him an opportunity the same way that he gives you and I the same opportunity to give God his exclusive claim to worship. Because we should not swerve from undivided allegiance to God himself. So in Christ, as Christ himself did, I banish Satan from my presence. This is a solid foundation on the word worship. Jesus put a band on Satan. He banned him from his presence. Straight up. This about 100 right here. Jesus just said, "Look, man, I ban you from my presence." And that's how you and I should use this word in Matthew chapter 4 in verse 10. We should ban Satan and banish him from our presence. This is cold-blooded. I'll be back with part 2. This was the introduction to this teaching on praying the word worship and giving you an expository breakdown line by line and precept upon precept, rightly dividing the word of truth. I'll be back.